Chapter 4. When school was out, Ron walked along Summer Avenue to Grafton, then down Grafton to Broadway. He avoided friends and took streets where he knew no one was going to be. The American Legion Hospital was at the corner of Grafton and Broadway. Her room was in the front, and if she was sitting up, she would wave to him. They said that she needed rest. He wasn't allowed to visit her there. He stood at the chain-link fence and smiled and waved. Sometimes he called out, but they didn't like him doing that, and a nurse had come to the window and put her finger to her lips to quiet him. Ron saw the sign that read, "Quiet, Hospital Zone," put his head down. He stood with his fingers curled into the chain-link fence that surrounded the very small hospital. He always waited a few minutes if she wasn't at the window. Then he walked to his aunt's house where he was staying till she got home. Rocky's friend Ray owned the Esso station that he passed, but Ray never seemed to be looking at the street when Ron walked past. But he slammed his heels down on the pavement, balled his fists as he went by anyway. Sometimes he went to their apartment, let himself in. It seemed lonely and happy to see him. It was as if the place knew something was wrong. Ron felt badly that his home had been called a hole in the ground. He would sit at the table for a few minutes and be very quiet. He didn't want anyone knowing that he was there. He didn't know how to answer questions from the neighbors about what he was doing. Giving his aunt's phone number at the school had been bad enough. When he got to Aunt Dottie's building, he always felt better. She greeted him with a smile and a plate of cookies and some milk from one of the tin cups that he liked because they kept the milk so cold. "When do you think she's coming home?" said Ron. "Maybe next week," Ronald said his aunt. Some women wore rhinestones in the upper part of the frames of their glasses. His aunt had real diamond chips embedded in hers, and they sparkled in the light in a real and classy way. "Do you think that she's going to be okay?" "Of course she is. She gets nervous. And we both know that she's a big baby, Ronald. I hate him. I want to find him and do something really bad to him, Aunt Dot." "I know that you do. People will tell you that it's wrong to feel that way. That's better to let go of bad feelings. I say, don't let go of them. Use them to make sure that you don't ever get suckered again." Ron met her eyes. "You're right. That's between us, Ronald. Don't tell anyone that I told you that. They'll just think that I'm being a bitter old woman. But the way this world is, whenever you let your guard down, you are one step closer to being a fool. Keep your private thoughts to yourself. Sometimes that's the best way to be." When Marjorie came home, things were rough. She cried all the time and went to a bar every night. She played sad songs on the hi-fi and never laughed or smiled. They had no money, and she was not able to work. There was only the $20 that came from his father each week. Ron rang the doorbell to the landlady's apartment. Mrs. Cody was a short, squat woman who wore glasses on a chain around her neck.
"Hello, Ronald."
"Mrs. Cody, I'm here with the rent."
"All of it this time?"
"No, ma'am. We only have 50. But I'll be back with the other 15 on Sunday,
after I see my father. She reached for the envelope.
All right, Ronnie. Please tell your mother that I hope that she's feeling better.
Mrs. Cody, is there anything I could do around here to earn some of that money?
I'm afraid we weren't allowed to do that with tenants, Ronald.
But if you get here very early when it snows, I'm sure that Mr. Cody could pay you to shovel and...
The woman thought for a moment and then called over her shoulder back into the apartment.
Could you use any help tying up newspapers and getting the garbage cans out, Dennis?
Who wants to know?
Said a gruff voice that coughed after it spoke.
Ronnie Tuck, Marjorie's kids.
They ain't got the rent again, huh?
Could you use the help?
Not really.
Mrs. Cody turned back to Ronald.
Come and see me when it snows, she said, and shut the door.
Ron trailed his fingers along the rough plaster wall as he went back to their apartment, but instead of turning right to go in, he turned left and went to the washing machine room. He knew a trick, and sometimes it was worth 35 cents.